Oberon. I should like to read you some poems, some of my favorite poetry. Wert thou in the cold blast, on yonder lea, my plaidy to the angry earth, I'd shelter thee. Or did misfortune's bitter storms around thee blow, thy beard should be my bosom, to share it all, to share it all. Or were I in the wildest waste, say black and bare, say black and bare, the desert were a paradise, if thou wert there. Or were I monarch of the globe, with thee to reign, the brightest jewel in my crown would be my queen. Would be my queen. Send someone, Lord, to love the best that is in me, and to accept nothing less from me, to touch me with searching tenderness of the passion for the ideal, to demand everything from me for my own sake, to give me so much that I cannot think of myself, and to ask so much that I can keep nothing back, to console me by making me strong before sorrow comes, to help me so to live that while I part with many things by the way, I lose nothing of the gift of love. I looked so long for beauty and delight in old high places and where rivers are, in church, in streets, by moon and candlelight, in lovely faces, in climbing star, in dreams, in music, and in Irish hills, pale ships at sea, and color in the eyes, in painted rainbow and blown daffodils. I looked for life to yield the buried prize, and still I groped, and pitifully blind pursued the shadow, while the substance lay under the surface, latent and undivined, till, as in revelation, came the day when I found loveliness in rich display, and the slow dream of beauty in your mind. You and I have found the secret way. None can bar our love or say us nay. All the world may stare and never know. You and I are twined together so. You and I, for all his wonted width, know the giant's space is but a myth. Over miles and miles of pure deceit, you and I have found our lips can meet. You and I have laughed, though leagues apart, in the soft delight of heart to heart. If there's a gulf to meet or limit set, you and I have never found it yet. You and I have trod the backward way to the happy heart of yesterday, to the love we felt in ages past. You and I have found it still to last. You and I have found that joy had birth in the angel childhood of the earth, hid within the heart of man and maid. You and I of time are not afraid. You and I can mock his fabled wing, for a kiss is an immortal thing. And the throb wherein those old lips met is a living music in us yet.
Listening to Words with Music. The organist was Milton Charles. The poems were read by Merrill Oberon. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.